initiate countdown. Execute.
Do not touch your dial. We are in charge of this transmission. Squad. Brute Squad. Only on Jackalope Radio.
Green salutations. Once again, welcome to the Brute Squad.
Brute Squad!
I love that.
It's scary.
My partner in crime, Mr. Todd Sheets.
Hey, how's it going?
My other partner in crime, good old Paul.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
And yes, we have a guest tonight. We have Amanda from the Night Watch crew.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you hear that?
Talk into a microphone, you fool.
I'm making music.
Now we know why you're actually a producer.
Show host or something.
She's got issues.
I don't even know what you're talking about now.
We're speaking English, sorry. I know it's confusing.
Are you funny? Guess what I started?
No.
I started Warcraft again today.
Did you really?
I did. I tried to stop.
I don't have time to do these sound files.
I just busted myself.
Busted yourself by the boss.
Well, I better be quiet.
Yeah, I think that'd be best. Yeah.
Son of a...
Tell you what. Tonight is going to be a great night. Number one, we are kicking off San Diego Comic-Con. So we're going to talk a little bit about what's happened there and what we found, you know. The other big thing is the next two shows are going to be dedicated to Todd and Paul's favorite genre. Their favorite hero, the Batman.
The Dark Knight, baby!
So, I'm going to talk like this.
That's close.
That isn't even right, dude.
Yeah.
You know, we don't appreciate
it. It was funny. But tell you what, the one thing I do want to bring up for the start of the show for everybody tuning in is, yes, we are going to be talking about Batman tonight. Next Wednesday, Paul, Todd, and I are going to go to the premiere. And what we're going to do is actually give you guys a review of what we thought about the movie that night.
Yeah, right after the show, we'll be here live.
Absolutely.
Live. We're going to go right from the show to right here to say it was amazing.
Yep, you know it.
We're going to be talking about how much better Spider-Man was than The Dark Knight.
I think you're out of your mind, but we'll see.
No, I'm telling you, I think the previews of Dark Knight's already better than the whole Spider-Man movie.
Yeah. But and like we've talked before, I wasn't all that excited about the Batman movie like I was about the last one. But I think the advertising has really ramped up in the last few weeks, and it's really got me going, really got me excited about it.
Can I officially, since we're talking Batman, I do have to say something. I'm officially going to be broke due to the bastards of Hot Toys.
I saw that.
Hot Toys got the license for the 1960s Batman. And the first thing they premiered was to scale the Batmobile.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm broke.
And they're already talking about doing the characters. Doing
they're going to be doing Adam West, Burt Ward. Yes. I mean...
What the hell are you talking about here? I'm lost.
The Hot Toys. You know Hot Toys are the
figures.
They now got the license to the 1960s Batman, Adam West, Burt Ward. I mean, they've already got... I'm looking at a picture right now of the 1966 Batmobile in 12-inch scale.
Right, right.
And
How much do they want for that?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be about 500.
Probably, probably more than that. It's probably going to be about 4 foot long, so it's probably going to be...
Well, the Tumbler is about 4 foot long, and it's around 500.
Yeah, but that was a few years ago, too.
Well, no, the Tumbler...
And they also know people will be buying more of this one than they will
Now,
the
I got to tell you, the things that they've premiered so far this week for Hot Toys, the 1966 I had to say first.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm telling you, no matter what, I'm buying the dang thing. I'm going to start giving blood, plasma, whatever else. But, I mean, you know, it's just bad because people are like, what are you going to do? I go, I will not be able to stop myself. To get a Cesar Romero Joker, I got to have. A British Meredith, you know,
Penguin. Yeah.
I mean, they got three different Catwomans they can do.
That, and that Two-Face, hold on.
Right, no,
he wasn't there.
Hey, yeah, they didn't do Two-Face. Yeah,
I'm safe.
But, you know, I'd still buy a Vincent Price Egghead.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't?
It's Vincent Price.
Jesus.
Absolutely.
But see, the good thing is you could buy
one. You
could
always put a wig on him and make him Dr. Fibes.
I was just going there. I was just saying that. You could custom. Get out of my head, dude. That is awesome.
I know you.
Actually, you just wanted to do the Thriller video.
Dude, that's funny.
But I got to tell you, the Batmobile looks freaking stellar.
It does.
The main thing I've noticed that they've been really releasing some heavy, I mean, just listings of this new Dark Knight.
They're
showing the new Batman, which granted at 260, I think is a bit much since it's our 12th Batman.
Yes.
But I'm definitely going to be forking out the money for Commissioner Gordon. He looks awesome.
I thought you would.
Well, yeah, because then you can make a custom Dr., you know, Smith for Lost in Space.
Okay. But, the pain.
Yes, because that was, well, he was the only, you know, light in that movie.
Right.
God, that movie sucked.
Yes, it did. They also are doing the new plane.
The Bat.
They're also doing the motorcycle they're re-releasing, the Bat Pod.
Cool.
They're also redoing the Tumbler. But I guess they're doing that. the camo Tumbler.
Right.
They're also doing Bane. And I'm sure they're going to be announcing any day now the Catwoman.
Oh, yeah.
See, for me, I want the Ra's al Ghul. Give me a Liam Neeson Ra's al Ghul. I want that so bad.
Well, you could always buy a Qui-Gon. And
then you can make him Dark Knight or the Dark Man. You can make him the Dark Man.
We're not even going to talk about, you know, Qui-Gon because I'm sorry. Sideshow premiered the Snowtroopers.
Right.
Number one, their gun, which you got to have the big, you know, tripod gun. The gun alone is an extra accessory pack for like $100.
Jeez.
I'm like, really? A gun for $100?
Right.
It better really fire and take out an eye is all I'm saying. And... But even, the front sculpt, it's like our hard plastic.
Okay.
It's not actually got it. I mean, come on. You're supposed to be doing a 12-inch figure. It's like over 160 something bucks now. I mean, they're catching up to Hot Toys every day. And then it's like you're going to do hard for the front. I mean, his mask, it should be cloth or some kind of vinyl that moves.
A vinyl would probably be better overall, but yeah, it's got to be something a little different.
I know. It's like, really? And, dude, I did see the new Green Lantern statue they're doing.
New 52?
No, the Karabukia or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's new 52, it is, but it freaking looks stellar.
Yeah.
The thing I don't understand about them is their pricing. I mean, I understand the whole, hey, we got to make it. We got to pay our people to make it. Understand it's in China and all this other BS. True. So I get that it's going to be a little bit more.
Right.
But why would a Scarlet Witch be $59, but the Batman $130?
Because they know people are going to shell
out. But I think that's BS. You're now not paying for the materials.
You're paying for the character.
Right, and I'm like, to me, that's just totally lame. More people are going to be buying Batman, so we're going to be able to put a higher price on it.
But they're right. People are going to shell out the money because it's Batman.
Oh, of course.
Especially this year.
Now, did you see that the Sideshow is also doing a premium format Batman?
Is that the comic book version?
Yes.
And did you see the price on those?
Oh, well,
The Poison Ivy,
You need to be Bruce Wayne to be able to afford it.
Yeah, there's no way.
The Batman is 400 bones.
Yeah.
I was like, really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Sideshow's getting proud. I mean, I used to love their stuff, but...
I don't want to see it. If they do a Two-Face, I don't even want to see it because I'm never going to be able to afford it.
You're going
to
cry.
I will.
It's sad.
It's ass-taters is what it is, and it's a rape insane. Of the fan. And we all need to collectively say, go to hell.
Right.
I agree.
Because,
and that's kind of where I'm at. I mean, tell you the truth, I've been a very... I mean, everybody that knows me and comes to my shop, I really have always been a big sideshow supporter. Uh-huh. And I like sideshow.
Now you want to get a job in one.
But, yeah, no kidding. Well, I did that last night.
Kind of did.
Yeah, I did that last night. I was on Night Watch last night.
The way that sucker went down, it was a sideshow.
Oh, man. Dude, on a side note, I got to tell you, guess who's running for, like, city council in Gladstone?
I don't know if I want to know.
Take a guess. What did Chris say last night on the air?
I can't remember. He said a lot of things on the air.
No, about who was directing Friday the 13th?
John Carpenter.
Oh, yeah.
There's John Carpenter. So I'm going to get one of those signs to bring in for the wall.
Oh, that'd be good.
Because it says John Carpenter, and I'm going to like put it right here so you can see it.
Oh, we'll do it. We'll put it on the wall.
I think it'll be great.
Nice.
Just so hopefully he's not listening to this, you know, but don't spoil it for him. I grabbed on. I was like, yeah, I'm going to bring this up just for Chris.
Yeah, do it. Do it. He'll love it.
Yeah, you will. He'll probably deck me.
He deserves it.
That was funny.
It was funny. It's almost as funny as me not realizing when you guys stop your show versus mine.
And he left that in, by the way.
Of course he did.
That was great.
Let the newbie sound like, you know, like that he doesn't know what he's doing.
Right in the middle of everything. That hat was really kind of small.
Well, it's funny. You know, when we go to break, we play music and we cut everything off.
Right.
No, Todd still had the mics on. So when I hear music and it's like break, I'm thinking, okay, we're free to like talk for a few minutes.
Right.
Oh, no, we're still recording. I'm like.
But you didn't see anybody doing this.
Nobody was.
I was.
Yeah, back there behind the screen where we can't see
God,
you.
Don't talk. I can see your mouth starting to move.
You're painful.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you're killing me. No, what's funny is I also saw that the Sideshow released the premium format C3PO and R2D2. They can't get us the six, you know,
right.
The actual 12-inch of them, but they're going to give us the and they're like almost $100. I'm like, really? $100 freaking bucks? It's getting kind of crazy, the prices they have. And it's like, and I'm going back to what I was saying about, you know, Sideshow,
right.
Was, you know, I'm to the point now, I'm done. I don't want to get any more of the Star Wars. You know, I think I'm just going to sell off everything I got of Star Wars.
Right.
Because it's like, okay, do I want to buy all these new Stormtroopers and all and pay two? I mean, I'm afraid of the Darth Vader.
Yeah.
You know, a good friend of mine that came into the store tonight, Tim, we were talking about it. And Tim was like, he's scared because he knows that Vader's going to probably be like 230.
Oh, at least.
And I'm like, no. I mean, because it's never going to be as good as a hot toy. It won't.
It can't be.
It can't be. And I mean, and I got to tell you, that's the best thing about Sideshow is that they distribute hot toys.
Right. Absolutely.
But which is sad.
But that's also probably why your price is so high on hot toys.
It is.
Because
it is.
You've got too many hands in the pot.
That's true.
Yes.
But they're a foreign entity. That's the problem. You have to go through someone.
Right.
Unfortunately, you know, it's the devil you know, I guess.
I just want to hear you say entity again.
Entity. $10 word, huh?
That's very cool.
Now, the other thing, since you're still on Batman, the DC Universe, they started premiering some of the stuff at Comic-Con. And I'm very disappointed in Mattel so far.
Really?
I mean, if they have, like, show more figures later on, it'll be great. Because they showed the next wave of the Batman movie figures.
Okay.
So you get to see them in the package. So you get to see Bane. You get to see Commissioner Gordon. You get to see Catwoman. But then they show the new 52 Superman, the Red Robin, the new 52 Batman.
Okay.
And then they also show the Superboy Prime. And the thing I'm looking at, these like, okay, great. I get to see them in the boxes. But you know what? I saw them in previews 3 months ago.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, I saw them like 4 months ago. It
online,
hit Fushin ActionFigureDigest.com. You know, it's kind of like, what the heck, you know? And it's very frustrating to me because I really want to see new figures. And I was really hoping to see more from the Signature series. And they showed Poison Ivy, Black Mask, in the box.
But they haven't revealed who the last few figures
Not
are
yet.
For the line.
Supposedly, they are going to at some point. I think their panel's actually on Friday.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that that's when they're going to show them, and that's why not a lot of the pictures have hit yet.
Right, but still, you want something.
Well, I mean, because really, I mean, think about it. I think it's really weird they're trying to play catch-up.
Right.
Because last month they did the Metron in the chair.
Yes.
And he came at the same time as the Atrolasis.
Right.
And then this month, I already got my invoice.
Okay.
You know, and they're doing Red Rocket.
Right.
And I'm like, and Starman. And I'm like, okay, we just did a quarter one last month. Why are we doing a quarter figure again?
Well, they're just that far behind.
Yeah. which is fine, but then go ahead and give us some feedback.
Right.
I know they are saying this year for people signing up, and you guys really keep close to the subscription service.
Yeah.
Because they're only giving us like 3 weeks. They're saying because of fan demand, they're only going to have an open 3 weeks, which I think is totally BS, because all the fans wanted to open longer, and they reopened it last year.
Right.
Now they're saying because of the fans. I'm like, what fans? Because you know what? I'm all over their boards. I'm all over their forums, and I haven't heard anybody sit there and say, you know what? I didn't like how long it was open for. And everybody was like, you know, keep it open so we can actually get more people to join, so we can actually get more people to buy, so we can keep this line alive. I mean, give me a break. It's kind of like, you know, Marvel Legends are coming back. Oh, we're scared. We're going to stop.
Right.
You know, what the hell? It doesn't make sense. So hopefully we get to see the rest of the line, because supposedly we get to see the next ones at the panel, and hopefully what we're going to get for the next few waves. Because it looks like this first wave is just going to be Superman, Red Robin, Batman, and Superboy Prime, which I'm like, okay, we get two different Supermans, two different Batmans.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, it's not necessary.
I mean, do I need a Jason Todd Red Robin? I mean, come on.
You want one, but
no. No, don't get me wrong. I'll probably get it. But that'll probably be that and the Superboy Prime will be the only two I get out of there.
Right.
Do I really care about the 52 figures? No. And you know what? If they would have put a Build-A-Figure piece in, I'd have bought the damn things.
But yeah,
but now that they don't have the Build-A-Figures, oh, we're done with that concept. Idiots. Now, what I am really happy about is the Marvel Legends. They're shown Wave 3. And for those of you, you know, that haven't actually checked them out yet, they are going to be doing a Blade. They were going to be doing a Punisher and a U.S. Agent. Now, those pictures have already been shown. They've kind of leaked out over the last couple months.
Right.
But they're showing the new Iron Man, which is kind of a Hulkbuster Iron Man. They're doing a Moonstar. Moonstar from the New Mutants.
Okay.
Danny, so she's really cool. A Mystique, and they're doing the Mystique is actually wearing the black pants and the black top from her limited series that she did, I think, about 5-6 years ago.
All right.
Which I was kind of surprised that they didn't go ahead and go with the classic.
To me,
it would have been great to do the modern with the classic as the variant.
Well, yeah, or vice versa.
Which they still might, they just haven't shown it.
Right.
They did show the Deadpool in the variant. The Deadpool's going to be the red, and the variant's going to be the gray from the X-Force. But the thing that surprised me the most, and we were talking about it, I think, before we started the show, was that the Archangel is actually showing that he's a part of the line, and he's going to be not just a 3-pack that's exclusive, but you'll still be able to get him.
Well, that's good.
Which is cool, because that's the one I'm really caring about. I can care less about a Wolverine, and I got Psylocke, so they've done that previously. Four other figures they premiered was another Sentry, which I thought was very surprising, since they just did the Sentry like 4 waves ago.
Yes.
4 or 5. They did him with the Giant Man wave, because they did him with the regular one, and he did him with the beard. And I'm like, do we need another Sentry? Then they're doing an Iron Fist in the white, which is cool. A lot of people like the new modern version. They're doing a World War II Captain America, or it might be the Ultimate Universe, because he's actually he's minus the wings, but he's got like the bandoliers. You know, so
that's kind of cool. I mean, especially from the movie, people are going to look at that and see the early part of the movie version of the Cap. So
yes,
that's going to be probably a good seller.
They also they're showing what looks like the red. It's kind of funny because they're not trying to show it, but it's like in the background.
Right.
You can see that they actually have the red She-Hulk.
Okay.
So it looks like they are doing a red She-Hulk. They're doing a Doctor Doom. And it also looks like it's a... I want to say it's Proton. He's one of the Protector. That's his name. He's one of the new Avengers that they have. So it was kind of odd that they have a brand new character that they're already putting out there. Which is kind of cool, though. It shows how much that Marvel must really be linked up with Marvel Legends.
Right.
Because they're showing a brand new character as a figure that usually, I mean, those of you that don't know, like DC Universe and DC Direct, usually go into like, it takes about 8 or 9 months for a cycle. So we're doing good.
Dead air. We can't have dead air, fool. Get off the internet.
I don't have air. I'm trying to go to my page and it locked up. Sorry. I'm trying to go through what's actually happened in San Diego. So anyway, that's what we're talking about tonight as far as the figures. One thing I do want to say, we are going to be doing a Batman weekend this week at the store, kind of Brood Squad Entertainment.
Right.
Those of you that don't know, we're kind of on the cross section of Inglewood and North Oak. You know, go Google us, whatever. You can find Brood Squad. But we're going to be giving away some shirts. We're going to be giving away some stickers, some mini posters. Those of you that were there for Spider-Man, I'm going to have to, you know, apologize and say this. Sony's a lot more, I don't know, Sony just dumped all the Spider-Man stuff on us. It was great. You know, right. They had like 30 posters and shirts and hats. Right. And Warner Brothers likes, here, let me throw you a bone. It's like,
let's not be too harsh. I mean,
I'm not being real harsh. They are helping us and it's great. Right. But it was one of those, you know, we didn't get what. I was really surprised. I figured Warner. I mean, and this isn't because you know we're set up with, you know.
You got to figure this is a sub company though. Consider this a third or fourth party because Warner.
Oh no, I'm not talking.
Everywhere else has their own reps because I used to work for them here.
Right, and I'm not dogging the company we're going for because they're great. They're awesome.
They help us.
They
left here,
but what gets me is Warner Brothers Direct. It doesn't. And the reason I'm bringing this up is not for the fact of because the marketing company we work with is great. Those guys are awesome. You know, we just started partnering up with them. It's great to work with. They're easy going. But it's kind of what Todd has brought up in the past, like even the AMC theaters. It's like they didn't even want to give the stuff to the theaters.
Right.
You know, it's not like you see the big banners all over AMC.
Oh, they got them. I found out they got them. They either trashed them or they sold them, but they don't got them on their walls.
Right.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, and that's funny because I've heard now, and this is just a rumor, I'm not going to say anything, but I've been hearing that there's certain stores in Kansas City that got the promotional stuff, mm-hmm. and the minute they got it, they eBayed it.
There's a lot
of companies that are just taking it and eBaying it.
Yeah.
So, which is sad. So those of you that do want some of this stuff, hey, we're going to be giving away. The one thing that's really going to be eBay, no, we're going to be having it at the store. One thing we are going to do is after the break, we're going to be doing a trivia contest for the Batman. And what it's going to do is the first people to answer the trivia question will win a pass for two to the premiere Wednesday night at 7 o'clock.
Very cool.
To The Dark Knight Rises.
Very cool.
At 7 o'clock. And what's even better, it's at Barry Woods.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can come by the shop, pick up some comics, and
head up.
Read them while you're waiting in line for 3 hours.
Well, that's true.
But so, you know, after the break, we are going to do the trivia question. And the other thing is we are going to be doing the one thing to let everyone know on Saturday is we will be giving away, I think it's going to work out that we're going to probably be giving away a free pass every hour.
Cool.
And rumor has it that the Dark Knight himself is going to be present.
That's what I heard.
That's what you heard. Possibly.
Photo op, hey?
Photo op. There you go.
It could happen.
It could happen. And then, you know, also, you know, we're going to be talking about comics this week. New Batman came out.
Cool.
Which I'm all excited about. Paul's like, great.
It's cool, though.
Oh, it is cool. It's absolutely cool.
I'll thumb through it during the break.
Okay. Through the break, yeah. So, here, Todd, I'm curious. What are you the most excited about for the new Batman movie? What aspect is really that you're like, this is the part I'm really waiting to see?
Actually, I'm kind of beginning to end. I mean, I don't really, I have on purpose, unlike some people I know, I have not looked at any of the cell phone crap footage. I have not tried to watch anything except the legitimate trailers. And even then I'm kind of like questioning because I want to know everything fresh. I don't really know except for I've seen a back kick from Catwoman and Bane picking people up off the ground. I really don't know exactly what's going to go on.
Right.
And I want that to be my enjoyment of it from beginning to end. I guess what's going to be the most fantastic moment for me, knowing what I know, is when he decides to put the suit back on after the hiatus he's been on. I think that's probably going to be the big part for me.
Yeah, see, I'm real curious about the hiatus. Is that from what happened with Two-Face, or is that from Bane breaking him and him coming back?
Well, the hiatus was because they didn't need him. Remember, at the end of the last one, he...
That's what I was meaning, the repercussions from what happened with Two-Face and
the
Harvey
Joker,
Dent.
Yeah.
In a roundabout way, yeah.
Yeah.
He kind of took the blame for everything.
Right.
He went away.
Well, he took the fall for Harvey dying, didn't
right,
he?
Right, right. Right. Some people never believed that... that he was responsible, and there's this whole underground of people, thus the chalk bat.
Right.
Notice up there I got one.
Yes.
So he thanks to Goober Nugget over there.
I'm Goober Nugget.
Yeah.
Nice. You're Goober Nugget?
I'm Goober Nugget.
Yeah. Is that Miss or Ms. Goober Nugget?
That's Cracker Magellan.
What he said.
Wow.
What he said.
Cracker Magellan.
Cracker Magellan Gooberhead.
Dude,
it
do you like...
Works. Call me Goober Snatch.
It all works one way or the other.
She said snatch.
Now, you were saying you wanted me to play some music from the Batman. Does that mean you want me to find Kiss from a Rose to put on?
Oh, no. No.
Is that the song you're wanting?
I believe you have something in your possession back there.
You wanted Kiss from the Rose on your face.
I don't want
no
seal.
Come on. You know that's your favorite Batman-related video that you ever saw.
Well, just like, you know, George Clooney's my favorite Batman.
Of course. Of course.
I mean, nobody's going to beat Mr. Freeze.
That's right.
You know he'll be Bach.
That's right.
At some point.
Well, we do have some Batman music to take us into break here.
And it is from...
This,
Dark Knight Rises.
This is from The Dark Knight Rises, ladies
yes.
and gentlemen. And it's premiering at midnight on the 19th of July. If you're lucky and you like the Brute Squad and you give us all kinds of props and you tell Johnny you'll wash his car, you just might get to go to the premiere the night before. Otherwise, you're stuck trying to get tickets on Friday, you poor sap.
That reminds me, when are you washing my car, dude?
You know what? I washed it while you were sleeping, and then it rained. It wasn't my fault.
Oh, man. That always happens.
All right. Well, here we go.
Hell, the world is good and free. Hell, Well, if you knew the story, I thought it has to be told. Well, you could say I'm a devil, and I wouldn't say no. But out here on the dark side, hey, I'm with the show. So now my tale is told. Bigger, better, twice as bold. The ship of fools is sinking as the cracks begin to grow. There is no easy way, but an honest man today. Something you should think of.
Look, whose guitars are these? Move them around. You had me. You had me at hello. Maybe it's the Crown Royal.
Jackalope 105 FM.
And we're back to Brute Squad!
Brute Squad!
That was a frightening crackly-do.
I thought you'd like it.
Oh, no. Hey, who put all these guitars in here? Move them around. That
nice.
That just cracks me up. Hey, these comic books... Move around. Can't walk. Comics everywhere.
I would say he needs to be in the next Batman movie, but he was always in one.
Nice.
Good,
yeah,
bad.
Yeah. Good, bad, the ugly.
I'm the guy with the gun.
First of all, I think it's time for trivia. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Should we do trivia?
She gets in my way, I'll push out a higher window.
Now, this we're going to make this a little bit more difficult.
12.
Okay.
Yeah. Because this is actually going to be for a pass for two.
12.
Very good.
For the Wednesday night screening of Batman.
24.
At the Berry Woods.
12.
24. To the Dark Knight Rises.
Okay, and they need to answer on
I just want you to
and what I need you guys to do use is
guys.
Go out to... Yeah, you guys.
Use guys.
Use guys.
What I need you guys to do.
This is what we're going to do. Actually, what I need is... to put your answer, the first one to make a post on our Facebook page and give us the answers and the correct answers.
That would help.
What I'm asking for, and this has to do with comics, we're not going to deal with the movies right now because
Dirty
if you want to deal
dogs.
With Batman movies, how many different, you know, it's ridiculous.
Strictly comic
books. We're talking with comic books.
Okay, fine.
Listen to you. I need the list of everyone. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
All the identities of the Batman. Who's worn the cowl?
You know,
I
wouldn't want to play this. I'd be mad. There's only one Batman. Forget the rest.
There was others that did, though.
Ah, suck!
And the other ones, and I'm going to give you guys a hint. I want all the names of Robin.
Oh, my
Both.
Goodness.
And there's five. I'll give you a hint. There's five Robins.
Okay.
There might be other ones you can get more than that. Because technically with the new 52, there's six.
Well, in the past, there could have been six as well, but yes.
There's correct. Six to seven.
Right.
But what I want is whoever can come up with the most identities of Robin that are correct
okay.
and the most identities of Batman. And what we're going to do, it's going to be the first one with the correct answer. But we're going to give this till tomorrow night.
Sounds
that way
good.
Everybody's got time to put in there. To make sure that everybody can get the right amount and the right identity.
Do you remember back before Google when doing these was
when you
fun?
Had to work, yeah.
They should just have a keyword, like the first person
keyword
to type
dork
in.
Ass.
What?
Oh, I didn't say that.
What'd you said?
Nothing.
Well, the whole point though with the keyword really though is we're not going to put the questions out on Facebook.
Right.
It's whoever posts this, so they got to be listening to the show. or they're not going to be able to be even up for
that
it.
Nobody will even.
Well, then I'll answer it.
I'll answer it.
Yeah, because you're not going already.
I'll go home and answer it. I'll bring kids.
Jeez. You already are.
I'm wearing.
You got one back there. You're bringing.
On. I have a gauntlet on.
Hey, are you going to be Bat Chick?
No.
Poser.
She can dye your hair red and go as Batwoman.
Really, Todd?
You just got. You can go as Batwoman, dye your hair red. You just got to kiss every chick in line.
Thank you very much.
Poser.
Is Batwoman gay?
Really?
I don't know.
Yes, she is. Actually, she is one of the main iconic lesbian character.
What about Wonder Woman? I've always wondered about.
She's not.
How do you know?
Because she's with Steve Trevor.
Oh, I would think that Wonder Woman would be gay, and Batgirl would be mad.
No, which Batgirl? Batgirl or Batwoman? There's a difference.
Wait, Batwoman. Who got shot?
That was Batgirl who got shot. But Batgirl's always got something going on with Dick. Her and Dick are on and off.
So therefore she can't be a lesbian. Oh!
Guess what we're not going to talk about.
Moving on.
Moving on, moving up, moving down.
This is worse than Days of Our Lives.
You do understand, I wasn't even trying with that. That was just naturally out there.
That whole comic book thing is like got more twists.
It is. It is like a soap opera.
Drama. I don't dig it.
Did you just say you don't dig comics?
I don't dig the way that it's gone. I miss the old days without all the drama, man. Give me some good old-fashioned fisticuffs.
You know what? You bring up a good point. You know, for those of you that are looking for good old-fashioned Batman stories, the new hardback Batman.
Batman Earth 1.
Yep. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. I've read it 3 times, actually.
Yeah, I was trying to... I'm trying to pull you.
No, come on.
I want your opinion on it, because I think it's freaking stellar.
Oh, it is. I read it the first time, and...
It's old school.
Yes, it is. I just read it straight through. I didn't concentrate on the pictures. I read just the words and tried to take in the main story of it.
Unlike Amanda, who usually only can read the pictures.
But then the second time I went through and I studied everything.
Dude, you're going to get busted in the eye.
I studied every word, and I took it all in, and just some of the nuances, some of the character development, some of the stuff they pulled in from the old continuity.
What did you think of Alfred?
Twisted. I actually like this version of Alfred. And
it was very different, though.
It's very different, and it makes me kind of wonder about the new cartoon they're doing, where Alfred, they show in the promo pictures, Alfred with a gun. I'm wondering if maybe they're taking a little cue from this, this type of story. I mean, Alfred was a very cool character, very different than what you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked, last week I think you were telling me that you didn't like the fact that Batman kind of falls at the beginning and isn't as strong and is kind of learning.
Mm-hmm.
I actually kind of like that because it helped develop him as a character along with Alfred and along with Gordon, along with everybody else in the story. It really showed his progression and made him a stronger character by the end.
Because you actually got to see the development and everything.
Exactly. I like that they brought in Bullock. I like.
Well, but
that.
Who doesn't like Bullock?
Well, exactly. But I like the twist they did with him. I like the little twist and turn how they started him out.
Yeah.
And how he kind of ends up. I really like that that whole thing with Bullock and him and Gordon both. So
yeah. Well, Gordon's great no matter who writes.
Yeah,
I got to tell you, I would read just a book about Gordon anymore.
No.
Because that's like the Batman Year One, the animated.
Right.
To me, it should have been Gordon Year One almost. But I love that about it.
Exactly.
There's times I wish they would have a little bit more Gordon in it. I really think that they should have Batman and Batman.
Right.
And I really think Detective should be more focused on Gordon working with him.
I think it should go back to the old GCPD comic they had. I think that was a great way of doing it. The Gotham Knights or Gotham.
Well, to me, you have Detective Comics.
Right.
So why not have an arc with Gordon working with Batman?
Yeah.
Have one with Bullock working with Batman.
Right.
You could have one with Renee.
Yeah.
Technically, you could bring in the whole elongated man, plastic man, if you really wanted to. Make it a true detective. Anthology. Make it a true detective book.
Well, make it an anthology like they're doing with some of the other characters.
The DC Presents.
Yes.
I think it would be great to have Batman usually the focal point of it. Like, I would have elongated man and plastic man, like, in Gotham. That would be a team-up with Batman.
Right.
you know, the guy, the whole commissioner could just be him on a case, and maybe at the end of it, Batman shows up.
Well, or they could do, you know, in the Batman title, do the main story, but then have the side story of what Gordon's doing while Batman's out hunting
with
down.
The Justice League.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that, I think it would be great. Batman's with the Justice League right on here. How is Commissioner Gordon
handling everything?
Handling Gotham. Right. And what would be so cool is, like, at the very end, like, Batman shows up, you know, and just Gordon going, you know, we don't always need your help.
Exactly.
Or, you know, Batman going, I had faith in you.
Right.
Where'd you go? I had business. I had faith.
Yeah.
You know, something. You know, I think it'd be cool. I know you haven't read it yet, but I'm going to talk a little bit about it. I hope you don't mind.
That's fine.
But what I think is so great about the new Batman, it's the finale of the Court of the Owls.
Okay.
And they had the whole story arc that, you know, this guy thinks he's Batman's brother, Bruce Wayne's brother. And it really kind of wraps it all up. And I got to tell you, the Court of the Owl, at first I was like, really? And now I've gone back and read them like two or three times.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I really think they're a great story arc. And in this one, they wraps it up, but they still kind of left some loose ends where there's still some that got away.
Right.
Granted, we have Talon Zero coming out soon.
Yes.
But I really dug it. I liked it. I thought it was cool.
Cool.
The artwork was great. The story was great. The backstory with Alfred's father, Jarvis.
That's good.
Was really good in this one. It kind of, you know, you got to find out how basically he meets his maker.
Okay.
But it was really good. They have some really cool scenes in this again with Batman and Dick. Dick comes back, you know, and Batman's not a real prick to him like he usually is.
As opposed to pralines and Dick.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks for that.
Thank you, Wayne and Garth. Okay, can we?
That's it.
Yeah. One thing I do have to bring up, because Lord knows Brute Squad is fans of Firefly.
Yes.
And they are, I guess, they're filming a TV special.
Absolutely.
And I think that is so awesome that they're going to do that. I mean, mostly because Nathan Fillion, you know, is the only one really working right now. Well, but
well, they're all working.
No,
but,
it's just, I mean,
but no, I think it's really cool. And I think it, I don't know, this is just my own speculation, but if the CW is going to put on an hour special on Firefly, if they're going to do this, it kind of, you know, kind of makes me wonder if maybe there's still life in it. Maybe, I mean,
well, maybe they're going to use this to actually judge how much is in it.
Well, with Whedon, I mean, he did that little movie called Avengers. I mean, it didn't do much at the box office, but I think it got him, you know.
At least a few people know who he is now.
Right, right. So, you know, maybe that's going to breathe a little life into Firefly and let it come
back. Well, they said it was 10 years from when they made the movie. And the movie was what? Was that 2005?
Something like that.
So I'm really here, Todd. Once you find out when did Serenity come out?
Oh, the movie?
Yeah, the movie.
It was 05 or 06.
Was it 05? Because they said 10 years.
Well, but
so
10 years since Firefly.
I thought it was 10 years since Serenity premiered.
I think it's
because they bought the rights.
2005.
Right.
2005. So basically, you're looking at
only 7 years. So you're talking prior to that since Firefly.
If they're talking since Firefly, and Firefly ended, I want to say 2002.
Then this would be 10 years.
So, I mean, they're coming up to the point that they could probably go ahead and do another movie.
Yeah. They should do another movie.
Well, yeah, I think it would go nuts. And I really think they should get the cast of Big Bang to at least be smugglers.
Okay.
Or something, you know.
Right.
I mean, they're the ones that are keeping, you know, the actual phrases alive.
Right.
But, hey, let's talk about some of the other comics coming out. Call to Wonderland came out. Pretty cool book. I gotta say, the artwork is actually pretty good in this one. The problem I have with usually it's funny, GG Studios comes out of nowhere.
Right.
And I'm gonna pump them up because I really like them. And they have these great covers, and you open them up, and you know what? The artwork matches the cover.
Right.
Which we all know that's my pet peeve. The Grim Fairy Tales, what really drives me nuts about Zenscope is, like, you got these great covers, and you open up, and it looks like, you know, somebody handed a crayon to a 3-year-old. And, I mean, but this one actually is not too bad. The artwork is pretty decent. New Suicide Squad came out, and I got to tell you, this one is a pure. It's Carlos Rodriguez is doing the artwork.
Okay,
I don't know where they got this guy, but he needs to go back to a comedy routine or something, because whatever he did before, painting fences or something,
it's not good.
Yeah, this guy just sucks. It's terrible, isn't it?
Can you draw?
Yes, I can, actually.
Good.
Yes, I can, actually.
Comic book good.
Yes.
I'll shut up then.
I've had my artwork published before in the past.
All right, I'll be quiet then.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, but see, and this is the point I'm making at. I'm a good artist. Yeah, can I throw out a comic in a month if that was my full-time job? Probably, yeah. These guys, they're professionals. Their job is to write 22 to 24 pages in a month.
Right.
Okay, I can kick out two or three in a day. I mean, and they're not even, and let's get real, the average artist doesn't even do their own tracing. And they don't do their own coloring.
Right.
There's
they
draw it in pencil, or now they're doing it in, you know, on your tablet, and then they ship it to somebody else who does the inking and the shadowing, who ships it to somebody else and puts the color layer on it.
That's kind of half-assed.
Well, exactly. I want to say the very few. I like Tony Daniel, I think, does both his. I think he does a lot of his own inking.
Maybe. I mean, there are very few that do the
entire. But usually, they just, and that's what I'm saying, their job in a month is to put out 24 pages of a comic.
Right.
And they're not even coloring it, and they're not even inking it. So at that point, that if you're putting out something that is hitting at a national level, this Suicide Squad is a national level comic. It is being, I mean, let's get real. This probably England's getting copies. There's probably other countries.
The entire world,
but we damn well know that every comic shop in, you know, America's got this sucker. And you know that, you know, it takes some pride in your work. You know, some of these comics is just like atrocious. And I'm sitting there going, you are a professional. This is your freaking job.
Right.
And you're telling me it's like, I can't even tell sometimes what the panels are. I mean, when you can't figure out what the panel is because the artwork is so just a gobbledygook.
Well,
it's like, okay, go do some Van Gogh and do some paintings. Right. These are comic books. I want to know what's happening in the scenes. If I want to actually see some abstract, I'll go to the Nelson.
All right, well, that's fair, I guess.
I'm just,
it's kind of a backhanded, but all right, that's fair.
I'm just saying, I like art. I like different, but there's different mediums. I respect the different mediums. You know, I can sit there and look at, you know, Picasso and sit there and say, hey, that's crazy, but, you know, I respect it.
Right.
But, you know, comic books aren't supposed to be Picasso's.
True.
You know, like, you know, He Who Shall Not Be Named writes a comic.
Grant Morrison.
Yeah, I shouldn't have to go out there and get an appendix on what just happened when I read it.
But it helps you understand it, so.
But the point is, I should understand it the first time. You know, I mean, I get the similarian for Tolkien.
So is it bad writing or bad readers?
Yes, it is.
All of the above.
Absolutely.
No, I don't think it's bad. It's a comic book. It's not supposed to be a novel. If you want to write a novel, write a novel. You know, Dan Brown does great. You don't see him doing comic books. Why? It's a different medium. Batgirl came out this week, and they're calling it Nightfall Ascends, which I thought was very odd. It's like Nightfall's already happened.
But this is the character Nightfall.
Yeah, so we'll see. I got to tell you, once again, Gail Simone, brilliant writer. I always love when she writes back. I like when she writes anything. I mean, she can actually probably do a recipe on the back of a box of crackers.
Stop. She helped write Firestorm. And you did.
And
not
you
like
notice
that
she's no longer on that title.
I did notice that.
You know why?
You tore up a few copies, so you know. Don't say you like everything she writes.
I don't. I think they just put her name on it to sell it. I don't think she actually wrote any of that.
All right.
Copies of.
Issue one through. I read the first issue, and I was like, "This cannot be that bad." I read it again and ripped it in. I mean,
you really ripped it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, straight up.
Yeah.
Like in public and everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right in the middle of my store. People were in there and everything. Yeah. Honestly, people. I'm not. See, that's the thing you have to understand. There's a lot of comic guys out there that, oh, this is my job. I got to sell as many comics as possible. I'm the pusher. I'm the pimp. This is great stuff. Try it. Let's meet me back in the back of the building. No.
Right.
I love comics. I'm going to be
honest
with you.
Where the hell did the
you.
Back of the building part come from?
I don't understand that.
Just let it go.
What does that mean? Like you do?
You know, like the selling the drugs, like back in, out back.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
Like
the pusher.
People.
Yes, there you go. Let me connect the dots.
Right.
Well, I'm not the only one. I mean, Paul kind of felt the same way, I could tell.
Okay, but now you get it. Now you see where I'm going, okay? Okay, fine. I need an appendix. Call me Grant Morrison Jr. I'll be writing comics next. But But what? But I mean, honestly, I mean, people come in and they're like, "What should I get?" And I'm like, "Do not get Firestorm. It sucks."
Right.
What about what do you guys think about Deathstroke? It sucks. Liefeld should go back to trying to draw comics.
Yes.
I mean, number one, I say trying because he still hasn't learned how to draw feet yet.
He's gotten better.
He has gotten better, but
he
once
only
again,
draws two.
Once again, he's a professional.
Yeah, but look at the Flintstone hands. The Jetsons and the Flintstones.
But that is the style. When the whole figure looks great and the feet look like something that came out of off a duck.
Okay.
This aren't plat. And then that's right. Not their mutant power. We got some issues here. I mean,
look, man, are we back on that kick, the feet kick? Everyone gripes about feet. People need to quit looking at people's feet. Okay, last time I checked, everyone was giving the Joker hell because he didn't wear tennis shoes. Leave people's feet alone.
What does the Joker wear?
He wears tennis shoes normally or whatever shoes, but
dress
shoes. In yeah. Jeff Matsuda's version, he wore no shoes at all.
Right.
Yes.
And I liked it.
He was barefoot.
Everyone else was mean to him.
I thought it was all right. He was crazy.
It was okay.
He can do whatever he wants.
We're out of time.
Are we out of time already?
Wow. Yep.
Gosh, we didn't even get through the freaking rest of the comics.
It took you 4.5 weeks to complain about shoes.
Why are you so mean to me?
You bring it on yourself.
I thought we were close.
We are. We is.
We is. Hello, I'm going to hear you say that again.
We is.
All right, once again, I'm just going to recap. You know, please go out there to Facebook, and what we want is the identities of Batman and Robin.
All of them.
All of them, and whoever comes with the most compiled list that is correct is going to win 2 free passes. And we also want to remind everyone to come out to the shop on Saturday for our Batman Day. We're going to be having door prizes, giving away free passes. We're in hopes of giving away free pass every hour.
What time?
From 10 to 5.
Don't.
Good question.
Don't even think about asking any more questions, Amanda.
Why?
You're going to make Johnny go off on a tangent about people has to wear shoes.
I didn't say shoes. I just said the guy can't draw feet. That had nothing to do with shoes. You took it to the whole shoe aisle.
Damn, now we're in a shoe aisle.
Hey, I'm sorry. I know you in aisles. I've seen YouTube videos of you in freaking Walmart aisles.
It's scary.
It is scary.
We got to go.
We do have to go, but you know what? Everyone else, turn in next week. We'll be giving you a review of Batman Dark Knight Rises.
Yep.
See Once ya. Again, same bat time.
Same bat channel.